man, I have had a doozy of a weekend. Yes, I said it, a doozy. Now, a doozy is when it's, you know, I don't know, big, weird. I don't know what the definition of doozy is, but I know what it means. Does that make sense? I've had a doozy of a weekend, okay? Let's just get over it. Like, it was jam-packed with shit, right? So, here we go. Let's just get into it.
It's morning vibes. It's time for morning rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's morning vibes with Superman Dan.
What's going on, everyone? And welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I am your host, as always, Superman Dan. Of course, why else would you be here if it wasn't to listen to this beautiful, melodic voice of mine, right? Clear my voice so I can make it more melodic for you. So I apologize if it's a little loud, a little noisy in the background here. I am in my mobile studio here, my mobile studio, which is my Jeep. I'm in my Jeep. I'm recording this podcast in my Jeep. But y'all are listening at 2 in the morning here, Monday morning, so, you know, good morning. You guys have your cup of coffee? I don't have coffee with me at the moment, but I do have some cranberry juice. Yes, just cranberry juice. Let me get into it. This weekend was fine. I had not much going on. I finished an edit. And now that, I'm stalling because I have a police officer behind me. You ever drive and you know you're not doing anything wrong, but you see like a police officer behind you, you get a little nervous. And I'm not nervous because of anything that's been going on recently with police. Because if I'm ever in trouble, the police are the first people that I'm calling. Right? If I'm ever in trouble, they're the ones I'm calling. But either way, I feel like I don't know what it is. I always feel like I'm in trouble or something like that. I always feel like I'm doing something wrong when they pull up, you know, behind you. It's not like he was tailing me. It's just, I don't know. I just feel like I'm doing something wrong. Okay, cool. He's leaving me. He's taking off. Let me get into this. This week, what did I do this week? That was a bunch of nonsense there talking. I apologize. I was just trying to drive, you know, straight and narrow here, make sure I was following every road rule. And now I'm good. So let me tell you about my week. My week was good. What did I do? I didn't do much, Dan. All I did was edit. I edited every single day. And I finished a wedding, and I also started a new one. I'm like halfway through another one. So I finished one for one company, which was great, and I am halfway through with a wedding for my own company. And I got to contact them, and I know that usually about a month after their wedding is when I will contact them and say, you know, happy 1 month anniversary. I am just now looking at your footage from your wedding. And they kind of get a good sense of, you know, how much longer it's going to be. It usually takes me eight weeks to finish. So 2 months. I tell them 3 months, but it's usually 2 months. Be that as it may, I have been on my game lately this year. And with that being said, I'm not all caught up, but I'm in a good spot. I'm in a good spot with editing. And so this wedding happens to be on June 25th. Shout out to Taylor and Shane. And they live in Tennessee. So I contacted them this week and I was like, hey, your 1 month anniversary is coming up. And I just want to let you know I lied to you a little bit. I finished the ceremony already, the grand entrance, the speeches, the formals. It's all done. Now all I have left to do is the film. And they're like, oh my goodness, you know. So I'm like, you know, give me about 2 weeks and you'll be good. So I told them I'm about a month and 3 days at the time. I was a month and 3 days ahead of schedule, and they were really excited to hear that. I did, however, also finish a little teaser trailer for them. And the teaser trailer has to do with, because they read letters to one another. They wrote letters for one another, and the day of the wedding, I had them read their letters to me. So I got the audio of it, and I used that audio with some video I took. Now, the day of their wedding, it rained, it poured, right? So we were not able to go out onto the golf course, and they had a beautiful location. They were at the Cherry Creek Golf Club. And we were not able to go out onto the course, and their photographer was not able to take pictures for them out on the course because it was pouring rain. So a lot of their pictures was inside the venue. And yes, they're still a beautiful couple and beautiful pictures, but we couldn't go outside. We couldn't do much. And video-wise, it wasn't very exciting. So what I did, what I proposed to them is I told them I would be going to Texas next week and film a wedding there, and they were going to go on their honeymoon. I said, well, when do you go back to Tennessee? How long will I have you in Michigan? And they said, well, we leave the 11th, I believe. Yeah, I think it was the 11th of July. So we got together on July 9th. I took them with one of my photographers and myself, and we went out to a park, and we basically did the romantics, as I call them, but the shoot that you would do for like an engagement session, or the shoot that you would do after the ceremony. So now that I have that, what I did was I put together like a little trailer, like a little teaser trailer, and I put that on. I put that with the audio from their letters, and I kind of put it over, you know, the video of it. I think it turned out pretty well, and they will get to see it on the 25th, June 25th, which is for you guys, or not June 25th, July 25th. So for you guys, it was yesterday. For me, it'll be in 2 days. Does that make sense? Yeah. All right, so this person in front of me can't drive. I don't know how I find the people who can't drive, but for some reason, I'm always able to find the people who can't drive. Hello, yep, that's you. You can't drive, ma'am, or sir, or non-binary. I don't want to, you know, offend anybody, but that person can't drive. It was a woman, so. Is that sexist? Probably. I'm gonna probably get canceled now. Great. So that's what happened with that little teaser trailer. So I'm excited for them to see it. It'll be on the 25th. And I'm also excited because a couple of their wedding party has booked with me. Well, one has booked right now. The other one has sent me has sent me or requested a date, and I have to check. I think I might have sent them, I emailed them back. I still haven't gotten an email back from them. I'm going to find another way to get a hold of them, so I'm not sure why it's not going through. Or maybe it went through and they're just not going to do it. Either way, two of them so far has gotten a hold of me. One has booked. Now, let's jump ahead. Friday, my Friday wedding. It is at Greystone Golf Club, or Greystone Golf Course, whatever. But on the way out there, I'm driving a nice little clip here. I'm stop here, drive there. I'm ahead of schedule. I am driving past, I come up to a stop sign. I guess I didn't stop completely. I kind of stop rolled or whatever it is. I totally paused. But a police officer pulled out of where the fire station was, and I knew it, and I was like, oh man. So, you know, I'm driving, and they pulled up behind me, and a couple more blocks, and then they put the lights on, and they pulled me over. And what I did like is when they, the lady officer, she said, license registration. I said, no problem. And she said, the reason I'm pulling you over is for that stop sign. So it wasn't, I've been pulled over by police before to where they expect the license registration before they even tell you what you did. I appreciate that it was all in one breath, you know? So, at any rate, I got pulled over. She gave me a ticket. I can't find on there where the, how much it is, but it's 3 points. And I don't know if 3 points is a lot or 3 points is a little, but I haven't had a ticket in a long time. So I'm not, I don't know what to do with it. So she said if I make a court date, she can help me out with the points part of it. And I don't think I want, you know, my points, you know, to go up, right? I mean, that's bad. 3 points. I don't know how many points you get, but 3 points doesn't sound like a lot, but I'm assuming it is. I want to say it was the ticket was like in the 150 or I hope it was a 200 something. That would suck. Either way, I got a ticket to pay, and that's neither here nor there. So it kind of put me in a bad mood, and a kind of like uneasy stomach-wise after getting a ticket. Because like again, yes, it is only going through a stop sign, but you still get nervous, right? Why do you get nervous? It's not like they're gonna haul me off to jail. I don't get why I get so nervous. Had to take a sip of my cranberry juice. So after that, I started the wedding. This wedding was at Greystone, like I said. I got the beginning part with the bride getting ready. She got ready there, and then this is a weird one because usually I feel like it'd be flip-flop because my second shooter was with the groom over at Royal Park Hotel. Now, if you don't know where that's at, it's about 20 minutes of a drive away from this venue, this Greystone golf course. Usually, you would have the bride there getting ready and the groom, you know, like separate rooms, and then we would go do a first look. But the bride was 20 minutes away at the venue itself getting ready, while the groom was at Royal Park Hotel. And Royal Park Hotel is really nice, which is why I was surprised that she wasn't there, but he was, because usually it's a nicer spot for the bride. But I digress. Not that Greystone isn't nice. Greystone is very nice. It's very lovely. It's just that Royal Park Hotel is on a different level from a lot of places. So I got the bride getting ready, drove over to where the groom was getting ready. And yes, my second shooter was there, so he was getting the groom getting ready. And I was there to help out with the first look. So I drove all the way over there to help out with the first look. We did all the first look stuff. Then I drove back to the venue at Greystone, and I got the details of the room inside and some of the stuff outside. So I got all that good stuff. And then after that, I waited for my second shooter and everyone to show up. They showed up. Cool. Here's the thing. It went fine, but I feel like the groom, feel like there was a little bit of drug influence. I feel like they weren't all there. He was very fidgety. He seemed kind of angry in the beginning. He wasn't angry towards me. because I'm not having that. He didn't show any kind of aggression towards me, but he showed some aggression towards other people who are working. And I ain't about that, so I don't think he's about that life to start that kind of stuff with me. But they were very particular on what they wanted, right? Well, he was very particular. Well, so was she. She was very particular on posing for pictures and how she wants to be seen, which is fine. The groom was very particular about storytelling when it comes to video, which is fine, but he had a lot of ideas in his head that he tried to get out or to try to convey, but it just wasn't coming across very well. He wasn't conveying it properly to me, so I wasn't sure, you know, what he was actually looking for. I'm not editing this film. So it wasn't through my company, it was through another company, and I'm going to let them handle the edit part of it, because I'm not going to be editing this one, because it already sounds like a nightmare to where I can start editing something, and he has this vision, and he's probably going to want to be a part of the editing process. Nope. And if his fidgeting wasn't natural. He was all over the place. So whatever his fidgeting substance was that was helping him be fidgety, he had a lot of it, because he was all over the place. His ideas were all over the place. His antics were all over the place. And I'm not dealing with it. So that was my Friday wedding. It was good. It was whatever. A lot of beautiful people there. Well, there were some beautiful people there. I'll tell you what, the wedding that I had on June 25th, now that was fun. I knew a lot of people there, so I stayed. The families were great, and the friends were great, so I stayed almost the whole time. I usually don't do that, but I stayed the whole time, almost. Yeah, so the one Friday was like an opposite of that. I wanted to get out of there. And there was the time, oh yeah. Also, they had a timeline of when they wanted to do everything, but they didn't stick to their own timeline. Like, they had when they wanted to do the first look, but the bride took a little bit longer to get ready, which is fine. But the time that she was supposed to leave with the girls was coinciding because I had a photographer with me who had to get over to where the guys were at, and he had to get there with the guys to take pictures so that they can get ready for the first look. But so the bride took a little bit longer, and then she wasn't very motivated by time, so it was just kind of like, she was doing other things where we're kind of like, hey, we gotta go, let's go, you know. And when we got over to where the groom was at, he was very fidgety, and like I said, whatever substance he had going on there was helping that. And he wanted to take his time as well for the first look. We had it all getting ready. We were ready for the first look, and he was nowhere to be found because he was, I think he was nervous or taking his time. He forgot, quote unquote, forgot something. And at any rate, he was taking his time. I really hope that they don't listen to my podcast, because I'm talking about you guys. I'm home. So let me just wrap this up here. Friday's wedding was like that. So everything, the time was off all night. And we were supposed to leave by 9:30. The DJ was awesome. He got us out of there at like 9:35, 9:40 or whatever. I ended up staying until 10 o'clock so I can get some fast dancing. I was only supposed to be there to 9:30, but I stayed until 10 o'clock, and they were never around for like the first dance. They had so much ideas of what they wanted to do, and then we're like, okay, let's go do it. And then they would disappear. Now disappear, he kept going to the bathroom. He kept going outside with his boys. I don't know what they were doing, but I know he came back fidgety. I'm just venting now. I'm home. And Saturday I have off, so that's cool. I don't got anything going on Saturday. But Sunday I am back at Greystone again. And should be fun. Oh, the bartenders were little cuties today. I don't know who they are. They looked a little young, but they were cuties. Okay, so I'm back in my regular studio here, and I'm finishing up here. This weekend has been, like I said in the beginning, a doozy, right? I just finished up my Sunday wedding, and it was humid out. Humid. But I do have one of those cooling towels that I put around my neck, and I keep myself cool. So even though it was humid out, it was hot and sweaty, I stayed cool because I had some water and I had my cooling towel. And I think it sounds better when I'm in, you know, the studio here right in front of my mic. Good news is I did finish this podcast for you. And good news is I'm going to start another one right now. And another good news is I got a text message today from a bride looking to book me for an Arizona wedding. So I could be going back to Arizona to film a wedding here, which is cool. And I will meet with, I talk with him tomorrow. I think we're doing a FaceTime or a Zoom. Or we might just meet up. Who knows? But I'm sending over my destination price guide tonight as we speak. And yeah, that's about it. So once again, I want to thank everybody for listening to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. And of course, I've been your host again. And I will see you, I'll see you guys next week. Talk to you later. Bye. It's Morning Vibes with Superman.